Podbot Door AI.
How to understand the concept of Christian liberty.
Welcome to today's podcast, where we will delve into the concept of Christian liberty and explore how it can be understood and applied in our lives as believers. Christian liberty is a fundamental aspect of the Christian faith that is often debated and misunderstood. Today, we aim to shed light on this concept and provide a clear understanding of what it means and how it influences our daily walk as followers of Christ. Firstly, it is crucial to define what Christian liberty actually means. At its core, Christian liberty refers to the freedom Christians have in Christ. It is derived from the belief that through faith in Jesus Christ, believers are liberated from the bondage of sin, legalism, and the burdensome requirements of the law. It is important to note that this freedom does not give us license to do whatever we please, but rather empowers us to live a life that pleases God.
To understand this concept further, it is essential to explore the biblical basis of Christian liberty. The Apostle Paul addresses this topic extensively in his writings, particularly in his letter to the Galatians and Corinthians. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, Paul boldly states, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Here, Paul emphasizes that in Christ, we have been set free from the bondage of sin and from the rigid requirements of the law.
However, Christian liberty does not give us the freedom to indulge in sinful behavior or disregard moral principles. As Paul continues in Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." This verse highlights that while we are free in Christ, our freedom is to be used to serve and love one another, rather than for self-indulgence or selfish gain. Christian liberty also has implications for our interactions with others who may have differing beliefs or practices. In Romans chapter 14, Paul addresses the issue of disputable matters within the Christian community. He emphasizes that believers should not judge or condemn one another based on differing convictions about non-essential matters, such as eating certain foods or observing specific days. Instead, he encourages a spirit of acceptance, understanding, and unity among believers.
It is important to note that Christian liberty does not mean we are free to compromise our faith or engage in activities that may undermine our witness. As children of God, we are called to live a life that honors Him and reflects His character. This means that while we have freedom, we are still accountable to God and His Word. Consequently, Christian liberty is not a license to participate in sinful behavior or to condone actions that contradict God's commands.
Understanding Christian liberty requires a balanced approach. On one hand, we are free in Christ, liberated from the bondage of sin and legalistic practices. We are called to serve and love one another, being mindful of our actions and their impact on our witness. On the other hand, we are also called to live in obedience to God's word and strive to honor Him in all aspects of our lives. In conclusion, Christian liberty is a concept that encompasses both freedom and responsibility. It is a gift bestowed upon every believer through faith in Jesus Christ. This liberty empowers us to live a life that pleases God, while also enabling us to navigate different beliefs and practices within the Christian community. By understanding the biblical foundation of Christian liberty and living in accordance with God's word, we can fully embrace this concept and experience the freedom and joy it offers in our daily walk with Christ.
Episode 2186 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Cody Olson. Adios.